It has seemed a foregone conclusion Hogsett would mount a campaign for the city's highest office since he announced his resignation as U.S. attorney in July, a position he'd held for 4 years. He then formed an exploratory committee in August, but for the last 3 months, Hogsett has held off on an official announcement until Wednesday night. Former Indiana Governor and U.S. Senator Evan Bayh introduced Hogsett, saying a Democratic administration run by the former prosecutor would govern pragmatically, not ideologically.
The only test that he will have for the ideas in a Hogsett administration will be what works. What will build a better Indianapolis? What will move us forward together? That's the kind of mayor Joe Hogsett will be.
Hogsett spoke from the spot Robert Kennedy addressed a crowd the night of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968 and tried to invoke the unity of that moment as he formally declared his candidacy.
And so tonight, I ask you to join me in rekindling that spirit once again as I formally announce my candidacy for mayor of the city of Indianapolis.
Hogsett laid out his campaign agenda in broad strokes, saying public safety, education, and economic security are among the issues the entire city needs to address.
Wherever someone is shot and killed, our whole city is degraded. Wherever a student drops out, our whole city is devalued. And on this very night, as one in three children in Indianapolis lives in poverty, our whole city is a shame.
State Representative Ed Delaney is the only other Democrat to formally announce his candidacy so far for next year's election. No Republican has entered the race yet, but that will soon change with Mayor Greg Ballard last week announcing he will not seek re-election. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.